Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, Texans are using value-added products to increase and diversify their agricultural operations. Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes joins us with a look at that process.
Yes, Tony, value-added ag products are an important part of agriculture diversification. The examples are endless, like using fruit grown on a farm and turning it into jams and preserves. This gives the grower the opportunity to add value to their crop and in return boost profits. However, it's not always on the farm that the value adding takes place. Many local Texas companies are taking raw goods from the farm and creating new products of their own.
How about an example?
Well, farmers are modifying their combines to allow for the wheat straw to be placed in windrows, which can then be picked up by the baler and put into large stackable square bales. These bales are sold to manufacturers for the production of wallboard. The wheat straw is cleaned, compressed, and heated to allow the natural binding properties of straw to come together. And the finished product is structural wallboard.
Now, I know there's some, you know, commonplace items that we use every day that come from some of these value-added ag products.
Oh, absolutely. An everyday product we use is toothpaste. And one of its ingredients is cottonseed oil, which, of course, is a byproduct of cotton. These are examples of just a couple of products, but the list could go on and on. So always remember, agriculture is your culture.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.